Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now is Josh Kendall, who covers the Atlanta Falcons for The Athletic. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Not bad. Not bad for 6:20 in the morning.
Hey, not too bad. Appreciate you getting up with us.
Hey, first things first, Josh, I got to ask you this, man. I just got bombarded by my co-host right here because I put creamer in my coffee. First of all, I'm assuming you're a coffee guy just because you're with us at 6:20, but is there any creamer or straight up?
No.
I'm a big coffee guy, just coffee, nothing else.
You're my guy. You're my guy, Josh.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Straight
I'm sorry.
Josh, shifting gears now from coffee to the Falcons. We all read your article in The Athletic yesterday. And you're talking about Jalen Carter and how Atlanta fans need to start, you know, getting their minds wrapped around the fact that he's not coming to Flowery Branch. Can you give us some more insight on that and how it once seemed like he was going to fall? He could possibly be not on the board for the Falcons, and then now he possibly could be, and they may not take him.
Right. It has been a process with Jalen Carter. So I wish I had used probably instead I wrote the word fact. I probably should have used the word idea. I don't believe the Falcons are going to take Jalen Carter. I do believe he's going to slip to 8, and I don't believe they're going to take him. I'm not reporting, though, that he is completely off their board, that they have eliminated the possibility. I'm just looking at a couple of things. First of all, the fact that prior to all of the hullabaloo at the combine, there were concerns. In Indianapolis. And there was some talk that he could get, you know, as far down as even 12 in the draft. Couple that with the workout last week, which was not good. Throw in, you know, Arthur Smith's sort of very public stance on the type of guys they want to bring in and the fact that using a top 10 pick on a guy when you have any concerns about their availability and, you know, preparedness for those 17 Sundays that you're guaranteed a season, I think for me feels like too big a leap for this team. Now let's throw in the Eddie Goldman announcement, which they kind of snuck in. He's coming off the reserve retired list yesterday. We hear now that they may meet with Calais Campbell, who's not going to eat up a ton of snaps for you at age 37, but will eat up some. And I think that you're seeing that Atlanta build a defensive interior without the idea that they're going to plop a top 10 pick in there.
For the record, I completely agree with you. We talked a little bit about it last week after the pro day, and it just seems like you said, I don't want to use the idea of red flags because I'm really – personally, I'm not talking about the plea deal or any of the off-the-field stuff. But the workout
right.
to me
– I agree with you.
The workout to me just raised so many questions about a top 10 pick. And I don't believe that Arthur Smith and company can afford to miss on this one. I think when you're building and you're in year three and you're kind of on the upswing and you're playing a quarterback that has a lot of questions, I don't think you can afford to miss. And I guess my question is – that number 8 pick is still there. So you obviously need help on third downs. You need help defensively. In your opinion, I don't want to ask you specifically what player, but maybe what position are you now looking at the Falcons going after with number 8?
Well, my mindset 10 days ago or whatever was, you know, thinking that 8 pick was going to be a cornerback, or that 8 pick was going to maybe be somebody like Peter Skoronski, who could play a couple of positions on the offensive line. But that was under the assumption that they were going to get a big name edge guy in free agency. And that didn't happen. You know, I think that, you know, they added some interesting pieces, but we did not see a guy who you can just stick out there and say, go get the quarterback. So now I think that they've got to get that guy. I won't say they've painted themselves in a corner, but, you know, it looks like they've painted themselves into a section of the room where they've got to go get a guy like Tyree Wilson if he's there. You know, the scuttlebutt is now he's not going to be there. A Miles Murphy, you know, he has a private workout April 4th at Clemson. A lot of eyes are going to be on that. I'm sure the Falcons will have folks there. I think they've got to get a guy who you do not have to create pass rush opportunities for, who can just go win you some one-on-ones. We didn't see that from Ibukete and Malone last year. They were young. They were rookies. They will develop and get better. We didn't see it a ton from Lorenzo Carter, who kind of is what he is, and he's a guy that they've paid rotational money, not we think you're, you know, hourly pass rusher money. So for me, that's the position they've still got to get.
But Josh, when you mention that, one guy that they saw last week when they were watching Jalen Carter kind of have a miserable day in his pro day was Nolan Smith. And I've talked to guys around the league that Nolan Smith, if you watch his film, I know that his size is a little under, more of a, you know, he's only about 6'3", 240, but he's got a great win rate. He can do kind of everything, and he's a guy that can win those one-on-ones that you were talking about. Is this Nolan Smith a guy that they might be looking at, that they might be interested in if a guy like Murphy or Wilson are already off the board?
I don't see Nolan Smith at 8. I also don't see Nolan Smith after you bring in Caden Ellis, who is a similar type player at a similar position. I don't think that Nolan Smith is a guy that we have seen. We haven't seen that body type play the defensive end position for the Saints in the last 6 years. And so I'm basing all of my kind of what I've got in my head of what the Atlanta defense is going to look like is what the defense that Ryan Mills has been in the last 6 years is looking like. So I'm thinking bigger guys. I'm wondering, you know, I'm wondering if Ibukete and Malone, you know, they're a little bit bigger than that. But, you know, do they need to add weight? You know, what's their role in this? I don't see a spot for Nolan Smith in this defense, and I think 8's probably a little high for him. But he's going to be fascinating for somebody who's got a position for him to play and a plan for him. And I'm interested to see what it looks like.
This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we have Josh Kendall of The Athletic. He covers the Falcons, joining us on the Wade4.com hotline. Josh, I want to go back to you mentioned Calais Campbell. And, you know, I got to cover him back when he was with the Jags. Obviously, Walter Payton, man of the year. I mean, just a great human being, great leader in the locker room. And if Jalen Carter is available, do you think if the Falcons are able to sign a guy like Calais Campbell, does it seem like maybe they still would go after Carter? Yeah, you've got a mentor like that in the locker room.
You could see that. You could absolutely see them thinking that, you know, that Calais Campbell is exactly the kind of guy that we need to mentor a young player. But they probably, frankly, feel they've already got that guy in the building in Grady Jarrett. I mean, I think that they would feel very comfortable with Grady Jarrett as a guy to mentor young players. Maybe you think you play double coverage, you know, with you add another one of those guys and it can't hurt, and it probably can't. But I don't know that I could see that line of thought, and I heard that thought ran through my head last night, but I don't see those two being connected.
I find it interesting the way that the Falcons have kind of gone about free agency so far, and we kind of move into this, I don't want to call it tier two, or, you know, this, it's almost like the second day of the draft, if you will, of the free agency. You get Mike Hughes in the building, you sign Mac Hollins. I know there's been whispers out there still about the Falcons trying to find a speedy wide receiver, maybe through free agency. There's been names thrown around. I'm not going to just float any of them out there, but any insight into what the Falcons are still trying to do in free agency? I mean, do you add another corner? Are you still trying to find that wide receiver? Is there any edges out there that maybe Falcons fans can look at and say, hey, we might be going after this guy?
I'm with you. I think a burner at wide receiver is still, you know, missing in this group. There are some guys out there, you know, there's another former dog in Mecole Hardman. I have no, I'm not saying that they're looking at him or have talked to him in any way, because I don't know that. But they need that position. There's some of those guys in the third round of the draft, too. So that's my question mark. You know, could they add a cheap edge rusher who's still out there? You know, there's still some names out there. Yannick, and I'm gonna butcher Ngakoue's last name, Yannick Ngakoue's last name. He's still out there. He's a guy who had 9.5 sacks last year and is, you know, clearly not drawing a long line in free agency. So if they can get somebody cheap and bring them into camp and see what they've still got in the tank, maybe. But, you know, they could also hold on to this money, see how the draft goes, see what they still need, see who might, you know, become available because of salary cap restraints, or, you know, in the off season, or even in training camp, even with just straight cuts, and be prepared to absorb somebody in that at that time.
Josh, when we talked to Rashawn Evans after the final game here in Atlanta, he was really adamant about coming back. He, you know, he wanted to be here. He said he loved Atlanta. He loved playing here. He loved everything about this place. With the Ellis signing and Troy Anderson, I know you talked about this in your article. Is the door closed on Rashawn Evans coming back to Atlanta?
I don't know that it's closed, but, again, you start looking for places for guys. So if they're going to run a 4-3, obviously Caden Ellis and Troy Anderson, I think, are in that starting lineup at Mike and Will. And then you've got a strong side linebacker. You know, Rashawn is more of a middle guy. I don't know how much of that strong side. I'm sure he could do it. I'm not sure how much of it he's done. But you might just throw Mike Walker out there, because that strong side guy, you know, is coming off the field in nickel defense. You're going to play a ton of nickel defense. So, you know, you're not getting a ton of snaps from that strong side linebacker position, probably. So do you feel like you want to throw a ton of resources there? You know, there are a handful of guys who I thought I was pretty confident were going to be coming back that now I don't know. Throw in Michael Pruitt. You know, with the Jonnu Smith signing, do they bring Michael Pruitt back? Elijah Wilkinson, I mean, they still do need a left guard, unless they think it's Matt Hennessy or Jalen Mayfield's going to take a big step. So what happens with Elijah Wilkinson? He's still out there. There are a handful of, you know, Falcons guys from last year that you could still see coming back. And you've also, going back to the last question, you've got to leave a little salary cap room for those type of guys.
A wealth of insight. Josh, thanks so much for drinking that coffee without creamer and for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.